Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And he's going to play it about 3 metres out right in front of the post. Can the Warriors steal this game? Egan goes to Johnson, goes to Arcee's only 2 metres out. And he'll get up and play it back, a dummy half. Here he is. Valame gets it across then to Egan. And then Johnson. And then Johnson to Vunga. Tavanga's going to take the tackle. They're going backwards. No, he's not. He gets it away to Egan. And Johnson wasn't expecting it. And then Lodge. It's only tackle two. Calm down, boys. Now tackle three. And they're 15 metres out in centre field. Throwing
if he
it
stays down, Matt Lodge here...
He's going to. They're going to be a
they
penalty.
They might get a penalty right in front, yep, and they'll level it up.
And the only thing for me is
I'm out.
With him.
You're done. We are going to go to Golden Point here. Let's have a look at this on the Harvey Norman replay. Lodge has sat down because Horsburgh got him high. And, well, by the letter of the law, it should be a penalty. Yeah, it will be a penalty right in front of the posts.
Does that mean Lodge goes off for HIA now?
Well, he should. Well, he should. But
yeah,
it's kind of irrelevant, isn't it? I mean, the game's going to be decided on a tackle like that in the 78th minute.
Well, as you caught it 10 minutes ago, we could be going to Golden Point.
And you were right, my friend.
So this game's just going to go even longer. Can you believe that?
Canberra 20, Warriors 18. Corey Horsburgh on report. Warriors penalty right in front. They trail by 2. 1 minute and 50 to go. So now Corey Horsburgh just needs to keep his mind on the job while Reece Walsh pops this one over from right in front.
I tell you what,
then we're going to go back to the other end.
If the Raiders lose this and Ricky retired, I would not blame him.
No, absolutely not. Well, this is a shot at penalty goal from right in front. 90 seconds left now to go. Ricky's looking at the ball like, could they possibly miss it from in front? But I don't think so, Rick. I think I could kick it from there.
Ricky's body language doesn't look too good there.
Yeah, what do
it?
You make of that? Maroon, the body language.
Oh, no,
expert,
he's
looking up at Ricky.
No, he was. Did anyone watch the Manly game when.
Yes.
When
Desi Hasler was at the Desi Hasler. That was unreal.
And Desi told him to.
It was similar to. Remember that one years ago with Jeff Toovey?
Yes.
And the bloke was in front of giving it to Toovey, to ANZ?
Yeah, that's right. All right, Canberra 20, Warriors 18. We're inside the final minute. We'll be going to Golden Point, I would suggest, as Reece Walsh lines this one up right in front. Do we even get to the kickoff? I'm sure we will. But what do they do, the Raiders? Do they go for the short kickoff? They go for the long kickoff. Here's Reece Walsh. Over she goes. Triple M Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. It's 20 all with 30 seconds left in the game. And you cannot frighten a Mitsubishi Triton. Maybe a draw is a fair result in this game. I have to say I'm not a Golden Point fan. But we're going to go back to the halfway line now with 28 seconds left on the clock.
Are you not a Golden Point fan because it runs into your time of your little cashies on the side after this? Or
mate,
oh, sorry, yeah.
No,
your little gigs?
Yeah, no, it's not like that. I just think that we don't need to find a loser. We don't need to find a loser. A draw would be a good result. Taken on the full by Johnson. Given then on to Matty Lodge, who takes the tackle 15 metres out. So it was a long kickoff. Played back to Egan and given to Murchie. Now, whatever you do, Murch, don't drop the ball. 7 seconds left. We're at 20 all. We're going to Golden Point extra time. Egan throws it behind Vanilla Blake. And Arcee dives on it. Warriors Canberra, 20 all. It's Golden Point extra time. As it often is in a Warriors game on a Saturday afternoon, Warriors and Canberra are locked up at 20 all. So now we just go to the toss of the coin here, boys.
Well, no, there's a skill to executing a field goal, and we've seen that over the last couple of weeks with some of the situations with the West Tigers and so forth. And you know, it's having the right experience and the right players in key positions just to get the team around the field, get them into position, make sure they're on the right side and give themselves every opportunity there on the back of a quick play the ball to get the job done. And you would imagine Sean Johnson needs to step up in these sort of situations for the Warriors and Jack White, you would imagine, would be the man for the Raiders. Now, I can't remember. I know Jack can kick. I'm not sure how many times he's kicked some field goals. Schneider obviously only played a handful of first grade games, so I wouldn't imagine that he's had any experience in these situations, at least at this level. So, you know, you've got to now swing to Sean Johnson and the Warriors who have sort of come in with a bit of a wet sail. It was 2012, and they've been able to accumulate the 8 points to get them into this situation. And who's going to ice it? I mean, you're right, if anyone at all. I mean, neither side is in great form, so you wouldn't think that it's going to happen easily. It's probably going to be a little bit of a clunky period, the same as we've seen for the first 80 minutes, but if someone gets it done, they get the 2 points and they get out of town.
It happened a couple of weeks ago when the Warriors were in Golden Point against the Cowboys. Sean Johnson, it probably wasn't the best setup, but he can kick him. You know, playing at Cronulla, and you just got to get to the left side of the post and anywhere on the field, he can just slot him. He's got a real good boot.
What do you prefer in Golden Point, to kick off or to receive the kickoff?
Oh, I probably think you just get the ball in your hand. You need the ball in your hand to win the game.
You're more chance of getting a penalty, aren't you, when you've got the ball in hand or... Yep. You know, a lazy tackle, there's lots of guys out there that are fatigued. So, or a little bit, as Woodsy said, you know, someone's offside and you get a leg up down the other end of the field. So that's the situation. I'd imagine both these sides would want to start with the ball. And at the same time, then you need to make sure that there's no errors. And we've seen plenty of those. But the last thing you want to do is come up with an error, play two, play three, where you bring it out of your own end and hand the football to the opposition. So it's going to be an interesting few minutes ahead.
Okay, if you've just joined us on Triple M NRL, we're in Golden Point extra time. The Warriors in Canberra are 20 all.
Your wallet's fat. What have you got in there?
The Raiders led 20-12 at half time. I've just got cards and coins and
a couple of coins.
Do you think that's a gig last night?
Do you think
what's that circular thing there that's sort of a bit squidgy?
What are you talking about? And do you think that's appropriate?
Who carries them in their wallet anymore?
Do you think that's appropriate to go to someone's wallet?
Yeah, well, it's just
the equivalent of saying to someone, how much do you get paid? And how do you go to someone's wallet? Here's Rapana. Horsburgh now. Horsburgh's taken and driven back by Murchie. Oh, I need a spell. I need to be in a chain. Now it comes across to the middle. And it's with Hudson Young, who takes the tackle. 15 metres out at the play the ball, Starling. Got the ball away then onto Ryan Sutton, and Sutton will take the tackle. It's 20 points all. We're in Golden Point extra time. Starling is there. Tarpany has it. Taken by Tavunga and taken by Ben Murdoch-Masilla. And they're only 20 metres out from their own line on tackle four. Now they're at the 30-metre line.
Oh,
Corey Horsburgh, a forward pass, Canberra. Oh, dear, oh, dear. And referee Butler right on the spot. Forward pass. No challenges left. Warriors will pack the scrum and go for field goal.
Do you go as soon as you're in position, Gerds, or do you wait to play the set out? What do you do here? Do you try to score a try or just set up for field goal?
No, you set up and you go on the best play of the ball. You start working into that position. But if in the lead up there's a quick play of the ball and some opportunity and you're in spot, whether it's two or three, take it. If not, you go use all your tackles. But just take it when it's appropriate on the back of a quick play of the ball and when you're in position.
Now here we go. So 20 points all, 3.5 minutes or 1.5 minutes gone, and now the Warriors have the chance to ice this with a field goal, a penalty goal or a try. Comes back in field to Adden Fanua Blake. Adden's going to be taken by Hudson Young, and so to Horsburgh, 21 metres out on tackle two. Egan goes short side. Tavunga tries to bring it back open. 15 metres out. Now's the time, boys.
Yeah, slow play the ball.
Tackle three. Egan's got it. Egan's got the ball. Gets it away to Lodge. Lodge brings it in a little bit.
Oh, that's a quick play of the ball. That's a good play by Lodge.
12 metres out. It comes back now. Here we go. Sean Johnson for field goal from right in front.
And
I think he's nailed that, boys. I think he's nailed it. And yes, he has. It's gone right over. And the Warriors, believe it or not, have won this game 21 points to 20. Congratulations to Nathan Brown and his team. They had 70 put on them last week, and not the most attractive game you've ever seen, but the Warriors have won at 21-20. And take this with you. The Raiders have now lost 5 games straight in the NRL. Where does that leave Ricky Stewart? Where does that leave the Raiders? 5 straight games lost, boys. Well, Ryan Girdler, we called it. Golden Point extra time.
Unbelievable, yeah, and it's a really good setup. And Matty Lodge, he's made some errors, but his effort's been there for the whole contest, and that was his most important play of the afternoon. He saw that it was a slow play of the ball, the one before where they tried to set up with the Tavunga hit up, and then he just got rolled on his back. So he knew that he needed to somehow find a way to get to his knees and get a quick play of the ball, and he did that with a nice run, and he bounced off, I think it was Elliott, then rolled to the left and played the football quickly, and that just allowed Johnson, who had a fair bit of pressure on him, and it was just cool and calm, and you just stepped the first guy that came out, and there was no one following, unfortunately, for the Raiders, and he had all the time in the world, and yeah, he hit it beautifully, Woodsy.
Look, I honestly can't believe the Warriors have won. You know, I thought the amount of attack that Canberra had in that first half and the control they had with the ball, I thought they were going to run away with it. But to the Warriors' credit, you know, they went in the halftime last week only down by 8. They went again today down by 8, 20-12. And they just come out, you know, obviously it was a bit of an error fest, but they just took their opportunities when they got it. They went down the other end. They built a little bit of pressure and, you know, this ends Ewart Aitken over. They get a try and then it brings them close. And then, you know, the last 2 minutes of the game, they get a penalty where Lodgie gets a high shot on him and, you know, they get the 2 points in front. And I think they just played the long game. They defended really well in that first set in Golden Point. They put a lot of pressure on Canberra Raiders, which kept them in the 30-metre zone, which forced a forward pass from Starling, you know, to Horsbar. And, you know, they set up really well. Like you said, Lodgie, you know, they played the ball before Lodge. It was probably an opportunity to take it, but it was a slow play the ball. They realised that. And then Lodgie just hit and spun, got to the ground. And then Sean Johnson faked the kick with the pressure from Horsberg and it just was nice and patient and then slotted it straight over the black dot. So that's a massive win for the Warriors because the pressure they're under, especially after putting in 70 points last week, you know, they've done well to keep their heads up and get the 2 points here.
Yeah, short turnaround as well, Woodsy. And yeah, I mean, I said it a couple of weeks ago when they were playing the Cowboys and they had that win. They played really poorly. I said they'll probably never play that bad and win another game. Well, I think they've done that here this afternoon. I don't think Nathan Brown will be happy with their performance. But again, he got the 2 points, and I just don't know where Ricky and the Raiders go after. That was just there on it for a platter for him. And take nothing away from the Warriors, but I think the Raiders had more influence over the result of that with the way that they played than the Warriors did with their performance.
Okay, up next, it's the Dogs, the Roosters, and then the Parramatta Cowboys tonight. But then, of course, tomorrow we will have that Dragons-Tigers game for you on the Triple M Network. We do it thanks to Riemann Maccas, Ryan Girdler, Aaron Woods, Anthony Maroon. We might take a break, and when we come back, homeloans.com.au, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans. We'll find out who the boys think are the MVPs as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M NRL Play of the Day.
Comes back now. Here we go. Sean Johnson for field goal from Ryan Aaron. And I think he's nailed that, boys. I think he's nailed it. And yes, he has. It's gone right over. And the Warriors, believe it or not, have won this game 21 points to 20. Yeah, those field goals, when they go over and you're commentating, you just got to be careful because they always look like they went over and sometimes they didn't. But that one did go over. And so they win by a field goal, the Warriors here today. And as you pointed out, Woodsy, not the first time this year they've won by a field goal.
Yeah, no, they had a really good win against the Cowboys, you know, a couple of weeks ago. They probably didn't play to the best, and like Gerd said before. He didn't know if they could play another game or that and get away with it. And, you know, today I think they have. It was pretty sloppy with the errors, but that's why they sign players like Sean Johnson, because they get the game, they ice it when you need to do it at the crucial moments, and he slotted that field goal perfectly.
Okay, homeloans.com.au, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans. How were your points for the MVP?
Yeah, look, she was a tough one today, Maroon. There was quite a few errors and, yeah, some plenty of things happened today. So, you know, 1 point went to Adam Elliott. I reckon if Canberra had a win, he probably gets the man of the match, but he got one. Lodgie, he came up with a couple of big plays near the end of the game there. He got the 2 points. And I think Wade Egan, he got the 3 points. He went really well. He was real nice and tight around the ruck defensively. And then he opened up the Canberra Raiders when he had the ball, when he got some quick play to balls. He took all the chances he got.
Great moment there at Morton Daly Stadium at the moment, boys. Dejan Arce is getting the receiving the haka in front of some of the local the Warriors fans. Absolutely. Must be a wonderful honour. Oh, I'm sure it's a wonderful honour for a young man like that. His first game for the Warriors.
Well, I think there was a photo through the week of him as a fan, the Warriors, when he was about 5 or 6, you know, with a flag and so forth. So, and I thought he was really good today. I thought, you know, had they got away with the win, his contribution was solid, and he provided energy and a couple of try assists, and, well, they did win. But, he was one of their better players. Woodsy didn't think the same, but I thought he tried hard all afternoon.
Now, Woodsy's organised
for our
homeloans.com.au, our man of the match, Woodsy's organised. God love you for doing it too. A kilo of bloody sanctuary bow sausages from old mate.
Good old Mickey. I spoke to him throughout the week and he said he'd look after the boys whoever gets me in a match today. So
tell you what, that Mickey, he's turning out some sausages.
He's going well, mate. He's getting some airtime.
He's going good.
He's in the shop now.
You'd want a lifelong supply.
Mate, I'm telling you, I've only spoke about the sanctuary bows too. So wait till I come in next week and tell you about the next one.
Well, I tell you what, I could be an advisor to him because the other night, wait for it, I put some twisties in our nachos. We called it Twaxos, and I'm telling you,
was this Friday night?
This was night.
You're delusional.
We had we were both home together, so you had some nachos.
Yep.
She had a couple of wines. I had a couple of zero beers, kissing a cuddle on the upstairs lounge, and then.
Jeez, at least you got to make it upstairs to the lounge.
Went to bed and had a good night's sleep.
Oh, that's good.
Anyway, I think that's it for us, boys. I think that's it for us. Let's leave it there. Woodsy, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, you'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, you'll
mate.
Be playing tomorrow.
Yeah, he'll be out there. That Jibber Reed's on the sideline, I think.
Oh, Peabody's on the sideline.
Peabody there, mate.
All right, well, we'll see you, mate. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks, boys.
Always good to see you, Gerds. And that's it for us at Triple M Rocks the Footy. We're back on deck tomorrow from 1 with a great show called The Sunday Sin Binners. Triple M Rocks the Footy.
Triple M NRL game highlights.
Elliott at dummy half. Left it goes now. The Schneider, Whiten, Tomoko. He must score. And he does. Score a simple Raiders try. 7 gone. Plays it back to Elliott out of dummy half. Goes on his own, Adam Elliott. They open right up. And somehow they stop him right by the try line by about 1 metre. And this referee, Butler's gone absolutely penalty mad and given another one to the Canberra Raiders. Kotrick knocks it on. He's only 10 metres out. Knocked on by Kotrick. Egan, he goes left side. Reece Walsh gets it away to Aitken. And then it goes out to Pompey. And Pompey's going to score for the Warriors out of absolutely nothing. Green Machine opens the gates for the Warriors and now it's 8-4. Fadden Fanua Blake drops the ball and Harawira Naira picks it up. What a terrible mistake. Pops a lovely ball back to Schneider. White, and then it comes out to Hudson Young. Well, Adam Elliott, a beautiful pass on the back of a terrible error from Fadden Fanua Blake and the Raiders kick on again. Gets it away to Arce, who puts a kick over the top of Rapana. This could be a good kick. Oh, Rapana's fallen over and you know what? They get there first, the Warriors, Diliame by Leah. And then back in it again. Schneider to Whiten. Whiten goes over. And just like that, the Raiders take off again. Now Egan out of dummy half. Egan. Oh. Egan's gone right through. Oh, and you wouldn't believe it, he's dropped the ball. Egan got right through. He might have been shoulder charged there. Arce gets it away to Aitken. Aitken goes over.
On the money.
Right out of the post, you and Aitken. Canberra 20, Warriors 16. Back across to Johnson. Johnson kicks back in field. Oh, it's knocked on. Oh. It's picked up by Reece Walsh. I think he knocked it on two. And this will be Warriors ball, though, boys. He gets it away to Egan. And Johnson wasn't expecting it. And then Lodge.
He stays down, Matt Lodge here.
He's going to. They're going to be a penalty. All right, Canberra 20, Warriors 18. We're inside the final minute. We'll be going to Golden Point now. They're at the 30-metre line.
Oh,
Corey Horsburgh, a forward pass, Canberra. Comes back now. Here we go. Sean Johnson for field goal.
Hey,
right,
yes.
Right. And he's nailed that, boys. I think he's nailed it. And yes, he has. It's gone right over. And the Warriors, believe it or not, have won this game. 21 points to 20.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.